You are listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Our guest is State Representative Terry Bryant. Representative, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We're just getting underway in a new legislative session, so we can't talk a lot about legislation because there's just not a lot there yet. But what are you thinking about for the spring of 2019?
There's a couple good pieces of legislation that I've been included in as a chief co-sponsor. One that I'm sponsoring in particular. The first, there's a constant call for what we're going to do with TAMS Correctional Center. Technically, TAMS Correctional Center is just outside the 115th District, but a whole lot of folks that worked there certainly are in the 115th District. I represent the southern part of Union County. It's very important economically to them that either the prison go in or some other form of industry. Just for kind of to think about the direction that that's gone at several times for an attempt to reopen. There was some conversation under the Rauner administration to sell the property to a movie studio and make that the southern Illinois region for making prison films around the country. So we're seeing, my mother lives outside Atlanta, and we're seeing all the things that Tyler Perry is doing in the Atlanta area and Georgia. We had kind of hoped that maybe we could do that at that TAMS facility. No interest in it. And then also a little historical background on it. When I first filed a resolution 4 years ago to try to get the TAMS Supermax reopened, I remember I had a conversation with John Mackey, who was then the head of the John Howard Association, mm-hmm. or he was the head when TAMS closed. And I asked John, why did you close the work camp next to TAMS? I mean, I don't agree with closing the TAMS Supermax, but at least I could understand what the conversation was behind it and how it had kind of been, they lost their mission there for what they were really supposed to be doing. But the work camp right next door, there was absolutely no explanation for it. And John Mackey's response to me was, what work camp next door? And so we got into this conversation about how close it is. He said, well, how close is it? And I said, honestly, I could pick up a rock and hit the building from the Supermax over to the work camp. And the work camp is really needed, and it's a brand new facility. None of the equipment there was cannibalized. It's a little bit like Murfreesboro. You could do a couple, tweak a little bit of things, and walk right in. So I'm going to try to get the work camp opened. I think if we go at this incrementally, maybe we can at least get some movement there. And it works towards the mission of what the Democrat Party seems to want to do within Department of Corrections, which is similar to what the Rauner administration wanted to do, and that's have more programming and put people back out on the street earlier. So the TAMS bill is going to be real important for me going forward. But I think the most important bill for Southern Illinois is, I believe that it is Senate Bill 37 or 38, and it's a bill I'm talking a lot about that has to do with telepsych. We've had telepsych in the Department of Corrections now for maybe 10 years or better. What it allows for treatment is that you can call psychiatrists not just all over the state, but even in other parts of the country. Where in the South here, we have a real need for mental health professionals. We just can't get them to come here. So if we're able to connect with good services for the opioid epidemic, for a lot of the mental health issues that we have here in this region, I think it's going to change the dynamics for us. So that bill has been filed. I was initially asked to be the chief sponsor of it. I don't have a lot of experience in the mental health field, so I suggested for the Republican side, leader Tom Demmer. So Tom took that on for the Republican side, and I think it's going to, I believe Sarah Feigenholz has it on the Democrat side. I think that it's going to move. There's been a lot of work done to make sure that anyone who has a dog in the fight has been included in the conversation, insurance companies, mental mental health professionals, hospital association, all of those that had some apprehension towards this. I think we've worked out most of what their issues are, and I'm hoping that that's going to move forward very quickly. Very, very important for Southern Illinois healthcare and for SSM in the northern part of this district.
And just to be clear, you mentioned that this is being used within the Department of Corrections, but this would be for the entire population.
This is for the entire population of the state. My example is just simply that this is not something new within the state. It just hasn't been offered to the general public.
Terry Bryant represents the 115th State House District in Southern Illinois. That includes all or parts of Jefferson, Jackson, Union, Perry, and Washington counties. You can hear more of her interview later today on All Things Considered and at our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller. You're listening to Morning Edition on WSIU.